From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council Wednesday unanimously adopted tough new sanctions on North Korea in a bid to curtail its banned nuclear missile programs. Angola's UN Ambassador Ismael Gaspar Martins is the current council president.
The result of the voting is the following. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2270-2016.
It calls for mandatory inspection of all cargo going to and from North Korea. There's also a total arms embargo and restrictions on the sale of coal, gold, iron, iron ore, and titanium. A ban on the sale or supply of North Korean aviation fuel excludes civilian aircraft. Banking sanctions have also been tightened, as well as bans on the sale of luxury goods. In addition, travel bans and asset freezes have been imposed on 16 new individuals. In a separate action Wednesday, the U.S. widened its sanctions against Pyongyang, targeting 5 individuals and a dozen organizations. Early Thursday, the North fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its eastern coast. Tunisian security forces Wednesday killed at least 5 suspected Islamist militants after they infiltrated across the border from Libya. The government says a civilian was also killed in the shootout and an army officer wounded. The Tunisians have been alerted to possible border crossings by militants following a raid last month by U.S. warplanes on an IS camp near the Libyan town of Sabratha. The U.N. says Wednesday it knows of at least 28 civilians, including children, who've been killed in fighting across Libya so far this year. The U.N. support mission also says nearly 40 have been wounded. It said about half the fatalities were caused by shelling. This is VOA News.